The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nedarim Daf Mem Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ve'anu Nishmat Morzikini Yosef Ben Sarah. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Begana Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Moshe Ben Dina Ve'Shulomo Ben Miriam. Sarah Bat Rachel, El Na Refana Dahem, El Na Refana Dahem, El Na Refana for the Nefesh, or for the Guf. For Tam Kerubal above Echen Yerasom and Omar, Amen. Begin today's daf on Mem Zayin Amud Rishon, starting on the top line. We learned in our Mishnah, if a person comes along and tells his friend, Kunam Lebetecha She'ani Nichnas. Right, he comes along and says that I'm not going to enter your house. Right, kunam lebetecha. So then we said that as long as he owns the house, he cannot walk into it. But if he sells the house, so it's not his house anymore, it's not his field, then it'll be permissible. However, if he came along and said kunam bayit ze shani nichnas, so therefore, even if he dies or if he sells the house, doesn't matter, because bottom line, he said. By it, therefore it's going to be asur. Now, let's read the Ran, because the Ran actually has that quotation from the Mishnah on this daf here. So you see where it says matnitin? In the Ran, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines after they get wide in the Ran. First word online being matnitin. Ha'omer l'chavero konam lebetecha she'ani nechnas kolomar le'ma she'ani nechnas po, which means I'm forbidding myself to walk into your house. Sadecha she'ani lokeach kolomar imekahenu, which means if I by the field, it's going to be forbidden for me to have hana'a. Met o machran la'acher mutad. De betecha amar. Because since he said betecha, your house, behashta la betau. Right, now it's not his house. Nevu adin, ti'in natnan la'acher nameshari. Or let's say he didn't sell it. He didn't have to sell the house. Even if he gave the house to somebody else, so long as it's not that fellow's house anymore, it's mutad. Ela lachi nekat machran ashmin edavka machran la'acher. The reason why I chose selling it, because only Hadush to tell me that only if he sold it to somebody else. Aval amar betechad shenichnas umachro lo asur. But he can't sell it to the guy that made the neder. That's going to be forbidden. That's what the Mishnah says, umachran la'acher. Because even though now he sold it to him, so that's forbidden, because he's still having a hanat from the house. So therefore it's going to be asur. It's only mutar if he sells it to somebody else. Kunam lebayit zeh shani nechnas, v'sadeh zeh shani lokayah, met o machlul achar asur. Dekeva debayit zeh ka'amar, shavya ilaveh hatichad isura. Now the bayit becomes isur, no matter where it is. Hilkach, afilu machlul achar asur. So according to this understanding, bayit is more hamur than betecha. Now the Ran is going to show us that sometimes betecha can be more hamur than bayit. How? It says ve'vi yodaya dechiyechi de bayit ze hamur bebetecha le'inyan machlan na'acher hachiname betecha hamur bebayit ze le'inyan nefila. Let's say the house came down. Why? Let's talk about ourselves. The guy had betecha. His house fell apart. He built a new house. Still asur. Because bottom line, betecha, it's still his house. You know, it's a different house. He didn't specify. But if he says, bayit zeh, so bayit zeh is dafka bayit zeh. If they fell apart and he built a new one, it'll be mutar. So when you see there's a reverse case where betecha would be more hamur than bayit. He says, diyamad, betecha shiniknas v'nafal, ubena'o asur nekanes po, dechol shu betecha mashma. As long as it's his house, it's asur. Viyamad bayit zeh v'nafal, afa pish shahazar ubena'o mutar bo, dekeven v'nafal, as the... Okay, good. Comes the Gemara now, we begin. Ba'e Abimi. Abimi has a question, first line. Kunam lebayit zeh she'ata nichnas, which means he was osed his friend from walking into his house. Reuven says, I'm osering my house to you, Shimon, from walking in. Kunam lebayit zeh she'ata nichnas met. Now what happened? The guy that made the neder, Reuven, died. Oh, shemecharo la'acher, or he sold it to somebody else. Mao. The question is, what's the deen? What's the question? Adam oser davar shebirshuto lichsheyetze mirshuto or no? Can a person oser something that it's in his domain, even though now it left his domain? Because Reuven tells him, I don't want you walking into my house. Right? Now Reuven died. Is Shimon still forbidden To walk in. Well, now it's not Reuven. Yeah, it's not Reuven's house anymore technically because it's not his possession. The question is Reuven allowed to osir something while it is in his possession that it should even be hal after it leaves his possession? Therefore, Shimon would not be allowed to walk into the house at all. So that's the question. I read again. Kunam lebayit zeh. Right, this house. Right, he said similar. He said this house you cannot walk into. Kunam. Okay, but now he's not around anymore. It's not his. Can he still also it or not? So it says, "Kunam lebayit shatanik nats met or shemek lo lechar ba'u adam osir davar shemirushto lech sheyetzim rushto olo." Amar Abba, so Rabbi is giving a raya. Tashema, ha'omer libno. Guy tells his son. We had this earlier. Guy tells his son, "Kunam sheyatan neheneli. I'm making a neder. You are not going to have as a suit. You would have any hana'a from me. Met." Then what happened? The father died. Yirashenu. So the son still is able to inherit because right now, but bottom line, once already he dies, Yerusha kicks in, and therefore the Torah gives the son the right to be Yoresh, which means he was only osering him when he was alive. And now once he's dead, so therefore he's not osir. However, if he stipulated, Behayav ubemoto, I don't want you to have ana'a, not when he's alive, he says, and not even after he dies, umet, and then he dies, lo yirashenu. He doesn't inherit. So what do you see? A person can osir an item when it's in his possession, to osir it even at a time where it is not in his possession. Because when he dies, the assets are not his. They really go to the son. Shema mina, Adam osir davar shebereshuto, sheyetzim reshuto, shema mina. Proof positive that indeed he can. And therefore, we'll go back to our case of the neder. The guy could come along and tell the Shimon, you cannot walk into this house. Even if he dies, he's still not going to be able to walk into the house because Adam osir davar shebereshuto, even after it's yetzim reshuto, so long as he made the neder when it was still in his possession. Like in the case of the house, it was his house at the time that he made the neder, so he had permission or he had rights to make the neder at that time, so he can even extend it after he leaves his jurisdiction, like the case of the father. He was osir his son from the assets when he was alive. The hadush, he can even extend it after he's dead, even though it leaves his possession. So indeed, a person can be osir davash mishuto l'shiyetze mishuto. Let's just read the Ran over here. Ba'e avimi. First Ran in the Gemara. והיה ומי קונם לבית זה שאתה נכנס מתו מכלול לאחר מהו כלומר דנהי דמים מתניתין דבאומר בית זה. Now when a guy comes along and says בית זה, so even if he sells it, it's still forbidden. מכרו לאחר אסור אני מילי באוסר על עצמו. That's the guy who's making that. Reuven saying, I'm forbidding myself to walk into this house. So when the guy is saying it himself, Reuven saying, I'm forbidding myself to go into this house, no problem. I don't care who it belongs to. Bottom line, the house is forbidden. But when it comes to osiring his friend from coming into the house, which means, you know, buy it means wherever the house is. Doesn't matter where the house is. But do I have a right to osir an item on my friend that's not mine? Why? Can I forbid my friend's assets on him? Of course not. Which I can forbid my assets on my friend, but I can't forbid my friend's assets on my friend, and therefore I say, buy it, zeh asur. Right? To Shimon. Now to buy it is somebody belongs to somebody else. Can I osir somebody else's assets on my friend? That's really the question. So it says, "V'uadin v'mayle v'mfaresh bayit zeh shetan echlas v'filu lahal sheyatzam reshuto de'efshad lo mari de'iu lo mistapik v'leshned v'vaday pshita le'dezeh le'olam mashma." Okay, etc., etc. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that indeed one is able to do such a transaction, and therefore the neder is hal. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tenanatam, we learned in the Mishnah. Kunam perota elu alai. A guy forbids himself to certain fruits. Kunam meaning it's asut to me, these fruits. Kunam hen alpi. Or he comes along and says a different lashon. That they're forbidden alpi. They're forbidden, to my mouth. Kunam hen nefi. Right? Or to my mouth. Different languages where he's using to forbid himself on the certain fruits. Asur behillufehin ubigidulehin. Not only is asur on the fruits, that's for sure, but he's asur on the hilluf. What's the hilluf on the exchange? Okay. Let's say he bartered the fruit, or he sold the fruit, So that's also asur as well. Those bartering is also forbidden to him. Not only that, but giddul lehin, anything that grows from the fruit. For example, the seeds that fall out of the fruit and go into the ground and plant a new tree, that's a giddul of these fruit over there, they also become forbidden. So therefore, when a guy makes such an item, it's osir di hailuf, it's osir di giddul as well. Okay, so now we come to the question. Ba'er Rami Bar Hama. That's really this whole sugya now. It really is one question that Rami Bar Hama is trying to understand. And basically the question is, I understand the deen of the Mishnah. What's the logic of the deen? Now let's speak it out just to get a clarity. I know what you're saying. Guy was also saying these perot on himself. Him asurim, halufehen asurim, the barter is asur, and the gidul is asur. I have no problem. And our subject is really not even on the gidulim, not on the growth that come out of it. Our question really is discussing the barter, the haluf, which means you sold the fruit, now you got money, so you tell me the money is also asur. So we really want to analyze that subject. Why? Why should it be that way? Now, the simple interpretation why it should be that way, because when a guy says kunam alai, it's like he's making the item higdish. It's like it's consecrated the property. And if when you make something higdish, it's asur to you on all levels. Mm-hmm. It's asur to you. You can have any hana'ah whatsoever. If you're selling it, bottom line, I'm getting hana'ah now from the barter, that's also going to be forbidden. If you learn it like that, that's the reason. So then, Which makes sense. When a prince says kunam, he's really making the item. If that's the only reason, so there'll be a tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina would be Rami Bar Hama's question. Now let's read the question. Ba'e Rami Bar Hama, Amar kunam perot ta'edu al peloni. He doesn't forbid it on himself. He says these fruits, they're his fruits, these fruits are sur to Shimon. That's a different case in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Reuven is asurin the fruits on himself. Mm-hmm. In Rami Bar Hama's case, it's talking about where Reuven is asurin his fruits on Shimon. Now what's the question? Well, for sure Shimon cannot eat the fruits. Mm-hmm. I don't need a Gemara to tell me that. That's, you're allowed to asur your stuff on your friend. However, ma'u bechilufehin. What about the exchange of them? Now what should be your question? Well, let's speak it out ourselves first. Because can I osir on my friend something that doesn't belong to me? No, of course not. Can I say to my friend, let's say, that object is asur to Shimon? That object doesn't belong to the Uven, it cannot be osir. So since you can't osir something that doesn't belong to you on Shimon, so I would think maybe to say that for that matter, I cannot osir something that hasn't come to the world yet on Shimon. I could say the fruits are going to be asur to Shimon. But the hailuf, there's no hailuf yet. There's no one bartered for it yet. No one sold it. The money's not here yet. So therefore I would say that I cannot osir the hailuf on my friend. And that's what Rami Bar Hama says. And he says like this. Ma'u bihalufehin. What about the haluf? Mi amrinan. Gabedile by Reuven himself. Hu'il v'adam osir perot haviru ala tzmo. Since Reuven himself could osir his friend's fruits on him, adam osir demashlo ba'le olam ala tzmo. So he could also osir something that didn't come to the world. Just like I can osir somebody else's items on me, I can osir items that yet haven't surfaced yet. However, gabe havero, by his friend, o'il ve'en adam osir perot havero al havero, since I cannot osir somebody else's fruit on my friend, en adam osir levashlo ba'la olam al havero. So if I cannot osir, similarly, I cannot osir things that did not come to the world, and that's like osiring something else on my friend that doesn't belong to me, which is when it comes to my friend, I can only osir things that are in my possession, but things that are not in my possession, I cannot be osir. So therefore, if you learn the whole reason of this Mishnah, is simply working with Hikdesh logic. Meaning, when I say kunam on myself, kunam means Adam is Hikdesh, if we cannot benefit, so that, not from it, not from the Hiluf, that item is not going to hold true when I do it to my friend. When the Uven does it to Shimon, well, he can osir the fruits to Shimon, but since I cannot osir items that are out of my domain on my friend, so the hiluf is like a davar shelo ba la'olam, it didn't come to the world yet. Therefore, on that side, I would not be able to. Similarly, and this is really where the crux of the question is, because it's just an example. we would apply this rule to all Isurei Hana'a. Which means any item that is Asur Bahana'a, for example, Kil'ayim, or let's say you have Orla. These are different fruits that are forbidden Bahana'a. So the Gemara's question really is, when a person is forbidden, let's say on a certain item like Orla, is the Hiluf of the item also going to be Asur or not? And we'll see exactly the extent of that question. I just want to hear the other side of the question. Odilma, turn the page. Mishum de chelufin ki gidulin dameh lo shena hu ve lo shena havero. Or maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe the reason why when Reuven is osed himself these fruits, right? The fruits he can't eat, I know that. The gidulim he can't eat either because it's an outgrowth of the fruit itself. But you know why the haluf is going to be asur? Not only because we looked at it as he made it hikdesh and it was osed the whole thing. Maybe the rabbis were osed the halufin midrabanan. Maybe they made some sort of gezerah that I don't want you to have the halufin, the exchange, the barter. Maybe it's gezerah midrabanan. Now, once already you're hitting it from a gezerah midrabanan, so now already it's not going to make a difference. It's not working with the logic anymore. Now it's not going to make a difference if the Reuven is osetting himself or the Reuven is osetting Shimon. The rabbis are going to oset the chiluf. If you're going with logic, that what? I could make my stuff ekdesh. Good, so you made the ekdesh. The item is asur. The gidul is asur. The item is asur. But when it comes to my friend, I cannot oset my friend on stuff that did not come to the world yet. Good. But if you learn that the chiluf is asur for another reason, that the rabbis put a certain gezerah, we don't want you to benefit from the barter. So Mali Reuven, Mali Shimon. That's really the question of the Gemara. Now there's a lot of details in this question that the Ran speaks out. So before we get the answer, we have to read the Ran. Let's open up the Ran. It's on the Amud Lishon. The last Ran on the Daf. It's a paragraph in itself, starting with Ba'ir Rami Bar Abba. Okay, we have Rami Bar Hama. Here's Rami Bar Abba. Kunam perota elu al peloni ma behadufem. Now, lav bekunamot bilhud kame bayele, ela bekulihu isure anahad de alma name mesafkele. Point number one. The question is not a narrow question only by Nidarim. It's a question that applies to all isure hana'a items. When there's an item that's isur bana'a, which means, like I told you, orla, whatever it is, can I benefit from the item? I cannot. But is the chiluf of the item permissible? Mm-hmm. So don't think it's only a kunam issue. It's an issue by all isure hana'a. That's why you're going to see one of the proofs to this answer. They're going to bring it from a regular case of isure hana'a, of orla. Continue. Mm-hmm. And I also don't need a gemara to tell me that it's forbidden to make the chiluf l'chataila, because it is forbidden to make the chiluf l'chataila. When you have an item, let's go with orla. Orla is, let's say, the first 3 years of a tree, and I want to benefit from the fruits. Mm-hmm. I don't need a gemara to tell me for sure it's going to be asur midrabanan, or I should say asur, to bother them. Why? Devadai koshu asur bana asur l'mukhro l'achlifo. If you can't have an a from the item, bothering it is giving you an a. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Okay.
He brings raya to his point, but let's take his word. It's asur to make a haluf. So what's the question then? The whole question is, after he bartered it, we want to know, is the barter item asur bana'a? Yeah, that's good. You can't do it. You had an a from the item. Okay, now okay, I sold it. Now I have the money. But the avad, can I use this money or not? Because really, min Torah, it should be permissible. The Torah didn't forbid the money of orla. The Torah forbade the orla itself. So technically, min Torah, there should be no she'ela on the money. Could I have bartered it? No. But now that I did bother with the money that I got, the chavrat is 100%. Mutar, the she'ela is, are we going to put some kizirat rabbanan on the money itself? Now, ul'acher namer, like we're narrowing down the question. And if somebody else did it, lo mebayel de pshita de mutarim. The only item that retains isur hana'ah is avodah zarah. Even when you sell it, the money becomes forbidden. Avodah zarah is a very strict item. It's asur. It's hiluf is asur. Hiluf fa'in is asur. But all other items, when you sell them, the items itself should be permissible. And you know what? The Ran says, if somebody else sold them, you weren't the guy that sold them, so for that guy, for the akhir, it's your items, let's say, that are forbidden to you. Somebody else did the selling, we're not going to make a gezerah on the other guy. The only question is on the guy himself that the items are asur to, like in our case by the nedir. Shimon is not allowed to have these items. Right? Ruvein made a nedir. You cannot have these items. Okay? So the shila is, Shimon goes along now, the guy who it's forbidden to, and he sells them. So the she'ela is, he shouldn't have sold them. We want to know, is the hiluf going to be asur as well? Mitam, like some sort of gezerah, midrabah. Let's read inside for a second. Okay, I'm skipping some lines. Ela, mesaf kele, im mitzirel mechlaf midrabanan be'alma olo. That's the she'ela. So let's crystallize again. Something that's asur bana, you cannot benefit from it. The gedulim that come from it, asur. The chiluf, well, to borrow it, lechatayla, yikvadai cannot. You did it, I want to know the deen. Now, I'm talking about the guy who's asur to himself to the bartering. What's the she'ela? Do we make a knas of some sort? Midrabanan. Because really, in the Torah, it should be permissible. The Torah was only osir orla, not the monies that came from orla. The only item where you see chiluf is asur in the Torah, as I told you, is avodah zarah. And another case as well as hametz. Now, the achiyah v'ikar sifika. Now look how the Ran sets up the question. Mi amrina dechitin amimatnitin. That mishnah that we learned over here, where the guys all said is fruits, right? Asur be'adufein be'gedulein haynu mishum shekavanat anodir be'kach. Because when a guy says kunam, these fruits are me, his kavanah is what? That the fruits are like hekdesh. Ve'im mishum kavanato who dafka noder oser asmo bekach. Dinehid de alufen kedabashlo bale olam damu legabedi de matzi asar. Which means, I agree the halufim didn't come to the world yet. But for me, I'm allowed to oser an item on me to whatever extent I want. I could say that these fruits are asur to me, and if I make it asur to me like a dish, no problem to oser the item, the haluf, the gidul. But if you're going to say that that's the logic, however, then. But then, if I'm osir my fruits on Shimon, I can't osir them on something that didn't come to the world yet. I myself, for myself, can osir to whatever extent I want.
Okay.
But can I make something asur on Shimon that's not even here yet? That's like osiring somebody else's item on my friend. I have no right to do that. But that's one logic. Maybe it's not going what is the logic only that you can osir it. Maybe we made a gezerah of some sort. That when the guy who's mahlif an item at the asur banai does it, we're penalizing him. Well, if that's the case, so then already it's a penalty with Rabbanan. So therefore the other guy as well. And therefore, it's not going to make a difference if I, Reuven, went and made the hadupin on his own fruit that he was osir on himself, or he was osir his fruit to Shimon. Correct? And now the hadupin will also be asur on Shimon, which is not going to make a haduk. Okay. The Gemara says on the Amud Bet, Odilma mishum de hadupin ki gedulin ami loshina uve loshina chavero amara v'chabar minyoni tashema. We're going to try to bring a ra'ayah. Basically, the skeleton of this Gemara is, we bring one ra'ayah, we reject it. We bring a second ra'ayah, and we reject it as well. So we really don't answer the question. The first ra'ayah, Tashema. Ha'omer le'ishto. He tells his wife. Kunam she'ani ne'ene lich. You cannot have ana'ah from me. There's a problem. Because part of the obligations that a husband has to do to his wife, like we learned in the Masechta Ketubot, is mezonot. But now, because you cannot have ana'ah from me. Now we have to speak out How does a husband have a right to make such a nid in the first place? He has a chayuf ketubah. Mm-hmm. So explanation they say is he made it before the nisu'in, when he still had no obligation. So technically the nidr is hal. So now the question is, he makes his nidr, but she needs the money. Now, we learned also Masir Ketubot, that if a guy would be a good citizen and just come and give the money to the wife, it's like he put his money on on the kid in Tzvi, put his money on the horn of the Tzvi, meaning he forfeited his money. He can't go back to the husband. Thank you, you gave my wife a gift. I didn't ask you to, you can't come to the husband and claim. But we did learn that according to all she taught, if he was given specifically for mizonot, like in this case over here we're going to see, she went and she borrowed money specifically for the mizonot, and the guy gave it with that intention, then already we're going to see over here, we can employ what's called Shi'budad Rabbi Natan. Shi'budad Rabbi Natan is famous throughout Shas, which is really the transitive property, which says like this, you know, A owes B, B owes C, so let A pay C. Right? That's the way it works. Which means in this case over here, really the husband owes the wife. Okay? The wife owes not his guy that lent her the money. So therefore, the wife pulls out and says, do me a favor, you know, you pay the loan. You handle it. Pay back my husband. Okay, so that's which, and the Gemara is going to say that that's legal. Now let's read it inside. It says, so she went and she went and borrowed money. Now the Baal Chov, the one that lent the money, can go to the husband. Right? She can go to the wife. They go to the wife. The wife comes along and says, well, my husband owes me, so you go to the husband. That's what that means. Now, my ta'ama, Baal Chov bin Nifra'in. How can the Baal Chov bin Nifra'in? Lav mishum de chilufim. This is a case of chiluf. Why? I have to read it correctly. Which means, isn't it must be that chiluf is not like gidulim? Gidulim are asur, but chilufin is mutar. Now let's speak out why this chiluf. The husband made a neder against his wife. You cannot have an na'ah from me. So it's asur. You have isur over here, which means the money of the husband is the isur over here to the wife. Right? Now, this money that she borrowed is like a chiluf, because she's exchanging that money with this money.
Yes.
Right? When he pays it back, that turned into a chiluf. And what are we saying?
Payback.
Which means, therefore, you see, you're right, she cannot have direct hana'a from the money, but the chiluf for the money is permissible, because if the chiluf was not permissible, she wouldn't have to pay, but she could not have hana'a from it. That's the point. She would not be able to nehenev from it. Forget about the guy paying back. The guy would always have to pay back. He left money for the ketubah, he always gets paid back. The point is, she would not be able to use that money if chiluf was asur.
Must be.
So what do we see over here? That when a person makes kunam, it doesn't affect the chiluf. Yeah? Not a question, answer. Nami bar hamar question. Right? When you have isur hana'a, the item is vaday asur. But the question is, when they made the chiluf, is it permissible? You see, it is permissible. She's the lady using the money.
Okay.
Kabbalah says, no ra'ayah. I'll tell you why it's not a ra'ayah. I'll tell you why it's not a ra'ayah. Look at the Kabbalah's answer. Amar Ava, Dilma lechit techidahu delo, vi avad avad. There's a tricky language. Simply it means, maybe lechit techidah, you can't, but vidi avad, it's okay. Now, you have to read into this language that Ishonim say, because we were never asking, if you remember lechit techidah. We spoke out already in the Ram. For sure, if a person has an item that's a surah, he cannot barter it.
So what if he doesn't?
The only question was, the Abad way you bartered it, is the barter permissible? So we cannot accept this language of the Gemara, but maybe only Bidi Abad it's okay. But that was our question. Is it Bidi Abad okay? So I'm going to tell you what it means. It's very simple what it means. You know when we're talking about bartering? We're talking about bartering if it's asur or not when it's direct. I have the fruit, I sell the fruit, I get the money. That's a direct barter. Here, it's not direct, it's time delayed. Because at this point over here, when she got the money from the guy, it's not a hiluf yet until the creditor comes along now and claims the husband and gets the money back, then it turns into a hiluf. So I could say, in that case, Rabbi didn't go so far. Which means when it's a delayed hiluf, that's what's called di'avad. Di'avad doesn't mean bidi'avad in the normal sense. Which means, right, it becomes a hiluf di'avad later, after, post facto. Then already I'll tell you it's permissible. But we want to know a case where the hiluf is
immediate.
So if you have no raya, so comes the Gemara choice to be another proof. Gemara says, Tashema, Hamikadesh Ela Tashema, Hamikadesh Be'orla Ela Mikudeshit. Okay, let's start the case. Guys, Orla. What's Orla? The first 3 years of the fruit of the tree are forbidden. Asur Ba'na'a. So a fellow is Mikadesh Be'orla, he's Mikadesh with something that's Isur Ana'a Ena Mikudeshit. Okay, now we can understand. Okay, can I have an alphabet? Mach, which means they don't have a value. You have to be Mekadesh with a Shave Peruta. However, Machlam, if he sold the Orla, the Kiddesh Bidmehem, and the money that he got, which we would call that the Hiluf, Harezu Mekudeshet. The Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. So what do you see over here? Seemingly, we have to see what the proof is in a minute, but seemingly the direction of the Gemara is Hiluf is Mutar. Now let's read it on for a second. Tashema. המקדש בעולה אין המקודשת מחרם וקידש פדם הרס ומקודד דקסה קדדק תכיוון שאסו להנות מן החלופין חליפין אפילו עבר ונהנה שחליפן באחר. Which means, what do we do over here? The guy shouldn't have exchanged them. We learned that already. The chetera, you can't exchange. The guy went and exchanged. But let's be very specific. This is a case really of Hilufe Hilufehin. Let's figure out why. The Orla is the Isur. What did the guy do? In the second case, Machran, he sold them. That's the Hiluf. Now he gave it to his wife as a Kiddushin. So the Hana'ah's coming on the
Kiddushin.
He's switching them again now for another item to buy a wife. Understand how it's working? So this is a case of Hilufe Hilufehin. So you understand why? The Orla is the Isur, yeah? What did he do? He sold them. That's Khaluf number one. They got the money. Now what did he do with the money? He went now and exchanged the money for a wife. So therefore, the Ran speaks out. And let's read again from the beginning. The Kasar Kadatach, the Keban Shasur Lianut Mena Khalifin. Since we want to say that, let's say if the Khalifin is Asur, Afilu Abar Benene Shechalifan Be'acher Televe Khalifin Asurim. Which is, we're assuming there's no difference between Khalifin and Khalufi Khalifin. Which is, if it's going to be Asur on the exchange of the exchange also will be the same. Dinu Meshumaki Kashele, Beshavar Vekadesh Bidmehen, Lamai Mekudeshet Gemura, Ve'enas. It should be a kiddushin only if he gives her another coin. Why? The e asre chalifin midrabanan. Havi lan leatzruche kiddushi acharini. They should need another kiddushin, right? For the fact that it's saying arei mikudesh, it's mashma with this item, mashma the chalipe chalipin as well as the chalipin, because we're not making a difference. Is mutar? Gemara's answer. That is a little different here. This answer is, you're right, could be Khalipe Khalifin is Mutar. We're asking on Khalifin, which is, don't think that they're the same. Could be the rabbis only made a Gezerah round one. That when the guy sells the fruit, that money itself is going to be Asur. But when you subsequently take that money now and you go buy something else with it, is to say that it's Mekudeshet, Right, that's why the rabbis are not going to go far to say. The Kiddushim will be hal. So they were, don't bring me the ayah on halipin by a case of halipeh, halipin. Look at the Ran. What's that het? The halipin mutar, exactly. That's the easy answer. That the twice removed. So now we have to just bottom line because we have to come out and answer the question. Legaben no den atzmo. The amar elu afidu lifan ahed noder asur bahen vainu matnitin. Good, that's clear. When the guy himself says these fruit are asur to me, the fruit are asur, gidulehen asurin, halufen, even somebody else sold them on the guy itself that made the neder, it's going to be asur. Because he could also say the items on himself like ikdesh, to whatever degree he wants. Like a shidiro aher. But when he was Osir, his friend, when he was Osir Shimon on the fruit, or let's say the guy didn't say, it's interesting, he didn't say these figs. I'm giving you an example. He just said figs. But when a guy just says figs in general, he doesn't mean to that extent. When he says these figs, then he's going all the way to the extent of halim. When he just says figs in general, it just means the items themselves. The whole question of is midrabanan. Is the halufi permissible or not? Therefore, even the halupi halupin, all these things are going to be permissible. Okay, so that's basically the Ran's conclusion. He's coming out lekula, based on a rule safek, the Rabbanan lekula. The whole question was really in the Rabbanan. So lema aser, it comes out. The guy has orla. Can he have an hour from the orla? No. Can he sell the orla? No. Avar v'machran. Is the money permissible? Yes. Because bottom line, the halipin started. So the only time the halipin will be asumna Torah is by avodah zarah, which that the Torah's osir it. Any byproduct of the avodah zarah becomes asur in itself. But if the guy himself was osir bekunam, an item on himself, elu, then it's asur, gedulehem asur, and halufem asur as well. Amen. Amen.